Welcome, welcome, welcome back to They Made Their Way to the Ring. I'm back with the, let's call it the highly anticipated second installment of season two. That's right, right? The reception my return episode had last month has been crazy. There seems to be a lot of Tori Wilson fans out there that I didn't know about, and I'm loving that in 2023, we are still repping that Divas era hard. So I also gave myself a personal goal of 200 streams of my content to date before the release of this episode, episode 2, and you have helped me smash that. So again, I wouldn't have a purpose to keep creating this content if you didn't keep supporting it, so thank you so much. I said season 2 would be stacked, and I'll keep my promise to deliver another season of some of the best women to lace a pair of boots and step inside that squared circle. This time, I'm back with another former WWE diva, another blonde, a girl branded extreme upon her debut. In the beginning, a dancer, an American sweetheart turned fighting champion. A girl who was so nice she was named twice. A girl who liked to holla, holla, holla. That's right, you must have guessed it. A big crowd pleaser, a Slammy Award winner, a Tribe brand diva, and one-time Divas champion. That's right, you wanted it, and I brought it. Here goes. Making her way to the ring from Jacksonville, Florida, Kelly, Kelly. So, with the release of Barbie, the box office breaker earlier last month, I thought it was great timing to have episode 2 feature WWE's very own Barbie. For real, Barbara Jean Blank. Barbie was born on the 15th of January, 1987. Wow, that's only 4 years before me. Look what she's achieved in her short time on this planet, and look what I've achieved. Kelly from Jacksonville, Florida, had a background in gymnastics and cheerleading and was a former model before a break in wrestling came along. In 2006, Kelly was signed to a contract with WWE and was sent to OVW, WWE's NXT back in the day, the developmental stage before a main roster debut. Kelly wouldn't be in OVW for long before heading to ECW, WWE's third brand, in June 2006. Kelly became the youngest diva on the whole entire roster. And like many of the superstars and divas, Barbie was able to choose from a list of names for her in-ring character. She couldn't be Barbie, of course, so chose Kelly, a name she said she found cute. On her ECW debut, she introduced herself as Kelly, but it wasn't long until the boss man, Mr. Vincent Kennedy McMahon, had his usual input and decided on the new name Kelly Kelly, influenced by the TV show Cheers. Kelly Kelly would be known as an exhibitionist, in character of course, who regularly performed a striptease, and this would be known as Kelly's expose, and she would become weekly segments on ECW TV. Now, it's important to stress this was a new avenue for Kelly, something she hadn't done before, and on week one, when things, shall we say, didn't go as planned, it was obvious by her face and the way we felt how embarrassed she was when she struggled with, let's call it a wardrobe malfunction. We just wanted the segment to end for her so badly. It was a wreck. Planned? Some say yes. I'm not so sure. Then week two saw her expose interrupted by on-screen boyfriend Mike Knox when he came on stage and covered her up with a towel. This was the start of a new valet role for Kelly where she would accompany her jealous boyfriend to the ring for his matches. Kelly Kelly invited Raw diva Candice Michelle along for a special expose some weeks down the line. And as expected, Mike broke up the performance, but Sandman came out and attacked him. This led to a match between the men the following week, with Knox picking up the win. After the match, Knox grabbed Kelly, using her as a human shield during an attack from Sandman, and she took a kendo stick to the head and was stretchered out of the arena. 2006 rounded out with some other career highlights for Kelly, including a bikini contest where she was pitted against Raw Diva and one of my all-time favourites, Tori Wilson. Episode 1 of this new season of the podcast. Check it out now if you haven't already and hit that subscribe button. The contest couldn't conclude due to another interference by Knox and his partner Test, so it led to a six-person mixed tag team match. Kelly's debut match. But speaking of debuts, it was a debut singles match when she took on ECW's vampire diva Ariel that she really got a chance to shine. Kelly's music hits and she makes her way slowly to the ring, looking timid, biting her nails, bearing a visibly shaken look, and Ariel followed with Kelly standing on the apron, clearly showing fear. I mean, who wouldn't? That chick bites. Kevin Thorne approaches Kelly in the corner, but the ref is having none of it. He bans Thorne from ringside and the bell rings. Ariel, furious over the ref's decision, coaxes Kelly inside the ropes. She takes Kelly down with the Luthers press and strangles her under the bottom rope. Ariel on top once again, delivering some heavy blows, but the ref makes a four count, a very near disqualification. But during Ariel's protest with the ref, Kelly sneaks in with the roll up for a three count. A very short match, but it got Kelly over as the babyface we all loved. A match won without any wrestling moves, just simply a roll-up. A match booked well. It kept Kelly's wrestling innocence, it kept her underdog style. It just really let her shine as the fresh babyface she was. Rallying forward to 2007, the ever-popular Kelly's Exposé would be rebranded Extreme Exposé, where she was joined by two other divas, 2006 Diva Search winner Layla and Brooke Adams. Sticking to the same vibe, the trio came out to the ring to perform some rather suggestive dance routines. They put on shows week after week, and SummerSlam 2007 came around and WWE Women's Champion Candice Michelle was presented with an opportunity to be ringside for a Divas Battle Royal. This match would determine her number one contender for the title. All three members of Extreme Exposé represented ECW in the match. It was a tri-branded Battle Royal. Brooke didn't get to do too much. She was quickly eliminated by the Glamazon, Beth Phoenix, who also went on to win the match and down the line become the next women's champion. Layla would be the third to be eliminated, thrown through the ropes by Melina, and Kelly would be sixth to be eliminated when she was thrown through the ropes by Tori, Jillian, and Beth. Speaking of SummerSlam, did you enjoy last weekend's offering? I thought the MMA rules match was decent. It delivered, and I was very happy to see Shayna get the win. It's about time we get to see what she can do. Much like her NXT run, you know, she was brutal. She needs to show that. She needs to be allowed to show that. She deserves more. Now, I have to say, the WWE Women's Championship match has to be one of the best in recent SummerSlam times. I was rooting for Charlotte to become a 15-time champion. It wasn't meant to be. Instead, we got Bianca win the title. Then, moments later, Io claimed the title for herself with a successful cash-in. I do see Io's next challenger being Bayley sometime soon, like a double cross. Maybe before Dakota comes back, who knows? What did you think of the match card? I mean, I was disappointed we didn't get Trish versus Becky or Rhea defending the Women's World Championship. Even a number one contenders battle royal like the 2007 match, we could have had booked. You know, Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT for a number one contender. It would have made sense with Rhea's recent involvement in the Yellow brand. But a great segue into the 30th of October 2007, and Monday Night Raw gave the fans a Halloween-themed Divas Battle Royal, my favourite kind of match. Kelly put on a good performance by last eliminating both Victoria and Tori Wilson, two veterans, and at the same time. The women's champion Beth Phoenix took issue with this, coming to the ring to warn Kelly of her dominance. Melina and Jillian threw Kelly back inside the ring after trying to escape, and Beth delivered a devastating glam slam. From this point, things just got worse for Kelly, as the next week on Raw, she went toe-to-toe with the Glamazon and was annihilated. Following this, on November the 1st, Brooke would be released from her WWE contract, putting an abrupt end to Extreme Exposé. This opened the door for Layla to turn heel, a natural fit in my opinion, and begin a feud with Kelly, leading to a more physical contact between the pair. Their first official match was on ECW November 6th, where Layla beat Kelly in their first singles match. This would be Kelly's first real feud. Later that month, Kelly and Layla were both featured in the annual Survivor Series Divas Tag Team Match. A 10-diva tag team match. Kelly was on the winning side when Mickey James picked up the win for her team by beating Melina with the long kiss goodnight. Kelly and Layla had several matches, both picking up wins where they could, and this feud often involved divas from opposing brands. Layla teaming with Victoria and their manager Lena Yarder, always at ringside to cause a distraction, while Kelly enlisted the help from SmackDown divas Michelle McCool and Cherry. This feud would spill over onto SmackDown with a number of multi-diva matches, and like I always say, multi-diva matches are my favourite, and I've said it before and I'll say it once more, I'm more often than not found support in Team Heel. So what does that say about me? Team Layla for me. Who did you root for during the 2007 feud between the ECW Divas? Kelly improved immensely during her time on ECW. I've watched many segments back before this episode aired, and I have to say, my opinion changed. I originally questioned whether having Kelly, the youngest diva, debut on the brand of Extreme was the right thing. At first, I thought, no, it felt like it went against everything ECW stood for. Kelly wasn't Extreme. She didn't have a wrestling background or any championships behind her. She was no powerhouse, nor had she had experience in weapons matches. Her character was literally a striptease and a dancer. But looking back and rewatching her early career, for only $9.99 on the network, I have to say, I think it was absolutely the right decision. Had she debuted on Raw or SmackDown with the same gimmick, I think it wouldn't be long before the other divas would have been thrown into the mix. The field was much larger on the main roster. I think she would have been lost in a shuffle of ever-changing cast expose members, possibly forgotten. Maybe her in-ring debut would have been rushed. Maybe she'd be thrusted into the spotlight too soon. I think the way ECW built Kelly in a slow and steady way worked. Nothing felt rushed. It brought diva fans to the ECW TV show, and I think she paved the way for other women to get TV time on ECW like she did. So maybe, just maybe, look, I'm going to make a bold statement here. Maybe Kelly created opportunities for the women who followed on the short-lived brand. Did you ever think of it that way? We got Layla and Brooke, Trinity, the Bellas, Alicia Fox, Natalia, Rosa Mendez, Tiffany, all regular staples of ECW TV until its demise. So what did you think of Kelly's run? Would you have liked to have seen her introduced in a different way, or do you agree with me that it felt right, like it was a smooth transition? Talking introductions, in November 2007, the gaming universe was treated to another installment in the franchise, WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2008. Now, I know not everyone is a fan of the video game series, but there are some listeners here that are, and I do like to bring this up occasionally for us gamers. So, did you know Kelly made a debut in this game? She'd featured in 6 games in total, from SmackDown vs. Raw 2008 to WWE 2K13. Looking back, her first game featured 7 divas. Literally 7. How did we settle for that? I didn't even have Twitter to go and sound off like we do now. You know, sending threats to the creators. Give us more divas or else. Hashtag, we deserve more divas. Not like now where we get like 58 women, was it this year? Insane. And still, it never feels enough. I love how this year, however, for WWE 2K23, we're getting Eve back in the series. Another former diva. Now, someone asked me on Twitter if I could have another DLC pack, a diva DLC pack, who would I have? And I had to pick 5. But for this episode, for a treat, I'm going to give you 10. I could literally give you 20 or 30 or more, but I'm going to narrow it down. My list will be a mix of video game debuts and returning stars. So in at number 10, Candice Michelle with her magic wand. Number 9, Victoria, the same model as SmackDown vs. Raw 2009. Number 8, Jillian Hall. I mean, she was robbed. We deserve Jillian in more than 2 games. Number 7, Tori Wilson. I could recreate Vince's Devils, but also give her that Divas Championship. Finally. Number 6, a diva debut, Cherry. Imagine roller skating to the ring. Number 5, Kelly. Maybe her evolution or one of her many Royal Rumble attires. Number 4, Maria. Again, deserved more games. I did enjoy playing as her in the later series against the newer talent, but I would still have her back. Number 3, Layla and Michelle McCool. Lay cool. I'd have them as my unified WWE and NXT Women's Tag Team Champions. Book it, please. Can someone book that? Number 2, Rosa Mendez. I always wanted Rosa to have a playable in-game debut so I could give her some wins. And at number 1, Melina. She is one of the GOATs, even after the latest interview scandal that caused quite the stir. Enough said. Now, in July of 2008, Kelly Kelly was drafted to Raw, where she would spend roughly the next 2 years. On her Raw debut, she teamed with WWE Women's Champion Mickie James to take on Layla and Jillian Hall. This match was good. Kelly got the spotlight and the win, where she pinned Jillian and had another win over her former best friend turned rival Layla. At this point, Kelly would enter a feud with the Glamazon. She would face Beth both one-on-one and also grab herself some tag team partners in the form of Candice Michelle and Mickie James. Kelly soon entered a second feud on Raw, this time with the less powerful Jillian Hall. In November 2008, Kelly would be featured in another Survivor Series tag team match, this time an elimination match. The match would see Maria, Maryse, Natalya, Victoria and Michelle McCool versus Kelly Kelly, Jillian, Mickie James, Beth Phoenix and Candice Michelle. The match did what it set out to do. We got entertainment, we got the Divas, we got tag team breakdowns mid-match. You remember Maryse and Michelle scrapping. It was their feud over the Divas title thickening. The rest of the Divas on SmackDown coming in to break it up, trying to keep everyone on the same page, keep their eyes on the prize and secure the win. Now, the only negative I'll give, I just hate to see a Diva eliminated by a regular move. You know, a move that's not a finisher. Like Kelly being eliminated by a backbreaker from Maryse. More of a signature move, really. But Jillian eliminated with a roll-up by Maria. Come on. But still, the match was good. Kelly also eliminated two-time women's champion Victoria, a good accolade to have under her belt. In May of 2009, Kelly Kelly's Battle Royal look would shine down on her once again when she won, yep, another Divas Battle Royal. This time, the winner of the match would earn a future Divas Championship match. Out first came the King Jerry Lawler's look-alike fourth wife, a line I'll never forget. Remember good old JR asking, "How many wives have you had, King?" "Three," Jerry excitedly replied. Oh, how I miss those quips. Next up, Nikki and Brie, the Bella Twins, followed by Beth Phoenix and Rosa Mendez, then Jillian, and finally, Mickie James. We got Maryse, the Divas champion, on commentary for the match, being a usual arrogant self, the hand gestures in full swing. She was arguing with Michael Cole. I mean, who wouldn't? Correcting him on the pronunciation of her name. It's not Maurice, it's Maryse. The bell rings and the match is underway. Jillian goes after both Bellas. Beth takes out Kelly and Mickey and Rosa trade blows against the ropes. Mickey attacks Beth, but Rosa tries to make the save for her mentor. Mickey, having none of it, slams Rosa to the mat, then picks her up and over the top rope she goes. Beth Phoenix eliminates one of the Bellas over the top rope, followed by the other sister through the ropes, and we're down to four. Mickey, with a Hurricane Rana on Jillian, sends her through the ropes to the floor. That was a very near miss, but Jillian saved it. We now get Mickey versus Beth again until Kelly makes the save. A couple of punches to the face and Beth lifts Kelly off her feet, running to the ropes when Kelly counters, sliding down behind Beth, drop kicking her through the ropes, eliminating the Glamazon. Beth doesn't take this lightly, grabbing Kelly by the legs, trying to pull her under the ropes, and with the ref distracted, Maryse leaves commentary, approaches a recovering Mickey in the ring and sprays an aerosol to the eyes. Ouch. Kelly, back in the ring, visibly confused, she gently shoves Mickey under the bottom rope and eliminates her to pick up the win and a Divas Championship opportunity. Was it that Maryse saw Kelly as less of a threat than Mickey? Maybe so. She sure as hell looked happy that Kelly picked up the win, though. The following week, Kelly took on Maryse for the Divas title and would pick up the win via disqualification when Maryse attacked Kelly outside the ring, throwing her over the announce table, and the ref called the match. And still, Divas champion, Maryse. Kelly Kelly got a rematch 2 weeks later on Raw with Mickey on commentary for the match. Maryse won via pinfall and attacked Kelly after the bell, but Mickey makes the save, setting up Maryse's next feud with new challenger, former women's champion Mickie James. The rest of 2009 saw Kelly compete unsuccessfully in several number one contender matches for the Divas title. In October 2009, at the Bragging Rights pay-per-view, Team Raw featuring Kelly would lose to Team SmackDown. However, the following month came, Survivor Series came around once again, where Kelly eliminated longtime rival Layla, but would be eliminated herself by Beth Phoenix. This match marked Kelly's third consecutive Survivor Series match. And yes, she was on the winning team all 3 years in a row. Yes, she was eliminated in both the 2008 and 2009 showings. but we still can't take away the fact that she was part of Team Win for 3 years in a row. In 2010, Kelly Kelly would be involved in a big WrestleMania match. She would team with Beth, Mickey, Eve and Gail to take on Lay Cool, Maryse, Alicia Fox and Vicky Guerrero. This match was entertaining. We got the usual Divas finishes spot, which I love. Then Vicky picked up the win for her team with a giant frog splash from the top rope on Kelly. A bit of a controversial pin, do you remember? Vicky rolled Kelly up so hard that her shoulders left the mat, leaving the ref to start the count again. The following night on Raw, the teams would clash once more in a rematch with the face team picking up the win. The match didn't even really start. The bell rang and Maryse performed her signature hair flip and Eve, out of nowhere, rolled her up for a three count. The entrance, like many times before, was longer than the match itself. Huge, huge shame. I was so glad that the Give Divas a Chance movement came around some years later to stop this awful treatment of the women. How disappointed those women must have felt. It could have been something special. We could have had Vicky taking a glam slam, Kelly getting revenge delivering the K2, but all we saw from this rematch was the setup for Eve versus Maryse for the Divas title. So I asked you all over on Twitter who your favourite tag partner of Kelly Kelly was, the options being Eve, Tiffany, Mickie James or Layla. With 62% of the votes, the winner was Eve. I was surprised as I know a lot of people love the tag team chemistry of Blondourage with Tiffany. I myself would have voted Layla. I like the tag team chemistry. On the flip side, I also put out a poll asking who was your favourite feud of Kelly Kelly's. The options being Maryse, Beth Phoenix, Lay Cool or the Bellas. With 73% of the votes, the winner was the Glamazon Beth Phoenix. I have to say, my pick was Lay Cool. I really liked Lay Cool's interactions with the Divas roster. They literally took on everyone. But Kelly often seemed at the center of it all. It took me back to the days of ECW, and I think Kelly always sold Lay Cool's moves and promos well. So for me, Lay Cool. Looking back, that was a fun time in women's wrestling. We had Smelly Kelly, the underfed redhead Maria, Piggy James, the Belly Twins. Lay Cool roasted everyone. Every single diva. I loved the way they created havoc and how it all came to end with, for me, the right diva picking up the ultimate win. I support the Thank You Trish movement, but we should also be trending Thank You Divas. I think so anyway. With WrestleMania out of the way, in April 2010 came another supplemental draft, and Kelly was drafted to SmackDown. In fact, the first diva drafted on TV that year. The next place she'd call home, the Blue Brand. She had a debut match on April the 30th, teaming with once rival, now ally, Beth Phoenix to take on Lay Cool. The Blondes got the win, and Kelly would soon find a new partner in Tiffany, former ECW general manager, to deal with the antics from Lay Cool. The reignited feud with Layla would begin again, but this time Layla had Michelle McCool in her corner. Kelly was given a push on her entry into SmackDown. She beat both members of Lay Cool and would be granted a WWE Women's Championship match against Layla at one of the biggest pay-per-views the company holds. Money in the Bank. Kelly Kelly came to the ring with Tiffany in her corner. Layla and Michelle, the co-women's champions, came next. Now, I don't know about anyone else. I get the story was different. It hadn't been done before, to my knowledge. Two divas holding the same title, treating the women's championship almost like a tag title. Stipulations added where any member of Lay Cool could defend the belt at any time. I guess I was just very sour. Layla won the title fair and square. She deserved the recognition. I just used to think, should the women's title belt with its longevity and history have been treated a little on the jokey side? Maybe you liked it. Maybe I was too serious. So the bell rings and Kelly goes in with the lockup. Layla overpowers her and backs her into the corner. The cheap talk starts and Kelly takes her down with the Luthers and the head slams to the mat. Layla rolls out and an Irish whip from Kelly, but Layla counters. A big kick to the shoulder and a huge slap from Kelly, followed by a primal scream. She attacks Layla in the corner. Kelly's signature cartwheel back elbow is countered, but she stays in control with a roll up for a two count. Michelle is shouting at Layla from ringside, telling her to kick out. Kelly kicks Layla out of the ring but takes too long on the apron. The ring skirt is pulled and Kelly is trapped against the ring. Layla pummels Kelly with the attacks and we see a vicious side come to life. Back in the ring for the pin and Layla gets a one count. Layla begins targeting the damaged leg that Kelly has exposed. Michelle on the outside taunting Kelly, and Layla comes in with a running dropkick to the back, and Kelly is forced out of the ring on top of a gloating Michelle McCool. Kelly's then thrown into the barricade, and Tiffany comes in to stop any plans of a two-on-one attack. With the official distracted, Michelle attacks Kelly ringside. Sat on the barricade, Michelle promises she's not doing anything, but Kelly is back to her feet, pushes Michelle straight over the top of the barricade to the floor, and takes down Layla. A few clotheslines from Kelly in the ring, followed by a one count. Kelly picks Layla up and delivers the K2 and one, almost a two count, but the rope break caused by Michelle McCool placing Layla's foot on the ropes is called. Kelly and Tiffany take down Michelle ringside. Kelly jumps back inside the ring and attempts a sunset flip into the pin, but Layla, the stronger diva, counters with a roll-up of her own, and one, two, three, and a clean win for the champion. I ran another poll on Twitter asking you what was your favourite brand Kelly Kelly was signed to, ECW, Raw or SmackDown. The votes came in strong, and the winner with 42% was Raw. Now, I have to admit, I was torn between Kelly in ECW and Kelly Kelly on Raw. You also sent me some of your favourite moments of Kelly's, and at Jazzy Bella said, when Kelly was putting the pin up strong by Natalya on SmackDown, she didn't realise at this point wrestling was predetermined, and there were real tears as the thought process was Kelly was genuinely hurt. What an iconic moment, said Jazzy. Now, I have to say, we all experienced a moment similar to this, something that fed our hunger and left us wanting more. Also, I hope I'm saying the name correctly, King Kedrick said his favourite part was Kelly's interaction with Sasha Banks at the Royal Rumble. A special moment indeed. One of my favourite moments of Kelly Kelly has to be the interaction with Karma. Just where were WWE going with this? Kelly showed true fear. Karma's vignettes had shown her rip the head off blonde Barbie dolls, yet Kelly was almost protected by Karma. She laughed at Kelly, flicked her head, but never attacked her. I wondered, was she going to be a protector of Kelly? Would this lead to a match between the monster and the Barbie doll? Will we ever know? On a side note, myself and the host of the Mouthing Off with Mike podcast aim to bring you another Twitter Spaces session this month. You're all invited. We're talking the current women's division, the Divas, all things women's wrestling, and we hope you'll join us both on our second Twitter Spaces show. Or is it X Spaces show? I can't keep up. So NXT had a very special season in 2010, an All Divas season, a show with the aim of finding WWE's next breakout diva, I guess like a revamped diva search. Kelly Kelly announced in August she would be a mentor on the show. The participants would take part in contests week after week with weekly eliminations to determine the next diva. Some huge names came from this season, including Kelly's rookie Naomi, who came second place. Other names included Oksana, AJ Lee, and winner, Caitlin. Kelly did manage to mix it up in the ring in this season of NXT. She went up against Alicia Fox and also took part in a great tag match where she teamed with her rookie, Naomi, to take on Alicia and hers, Maxine. Right around the corner in 2011 came the Royal Rumble pay-per-view, a pay-per-view filled with history, but Kelly Kelly would make history of her own. She became the first and only diva to defend the World Heavyweight Championship on the SmackDown after Royal Rumble. What? I can hear some of you ask. No. She didn't go up against Edge, quite the opposite. This all came about when Kelly stopped an interference from Vicky during Edge's match with Dolph. Vicky would attempt to interfere, costing Edge not only the match, but the World Heavyweight Championship too. Now, her feud with Lay Cool and now Vicky Guerrero, acting SmackDown General Manager, would lead to a 2-on-3 handicap match for the World Heavyweight Championship. Before the bell rang, Vicky announced from ringside that should Edge use the spear, his finisher he's known far and wide for, he would be stripped of the title. It would, however, be Kelly Kelly that would deliver a huge spear of her own to Layla, a spear that might actually be one of the best I've seen from a woman. I'm being bold, I'm putting it out there. It was great. This huge spear ensured Edge remained the champion. What came next shocked the universe. Vicky, furious about the result of the match, fired Kelly Kelly on the spot. I remember this. It was a night of mixed emotions. The fact that a diva was in the SmackDown main event, but also fighting for the World Heavyweight Championship, was simply unheard of. I remember thinking how much of a turning point this was or could be for the three divas to be representing their division in the way they did. I was happy that Kelly picked up the win as it ensured Edge remained the champion, but I didn't see what was coming next. It was a night packed with excitement and surprise. Luckily for her fans, this wasn't the last we saw of Kelly, as later that month at the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, player Teddy Long rehired Kelly, and her reward, not only a return to the ring, but the chance to lay her hands on Vicky Guerrero. Now, Lay Cool obviously came to make the save, attacking Kelly, but WWE Hall of Famer Trish Stratus made a return, taking out both members of Lay Cool. The story was exciting, but it led more toward WrestleMania with Trish and Snooki versus Lay Cool. Kelly didn't really have too much to do with anything going forward, but it was still nice to see Trish team with Kelly, the ultimate, you know, babyface tag team. In April 2011, Kelly was drafted back to Raw. She was immediately inserted back into title contention, where at the Over the Limit pay-per-view in May, Kelly unsuccessfully challenged Divas champion Brie Bella for the Butterfly title. Kelly was down, but not out. The following month, on a special Power to the People episode of Raw, Kelly won a fan vote to determine the challenger for Brie's Divas Championship that night. Kelly would beat Brie and win her first major title in the company. I liked this moment for Kelly. Well, I loved it. I think she did deserve to be a champion, and the Divas Championship belt was a perfect fit for Kelly. This title win also won Kelly a Slammy Award winner down the line in December for Divalicious Moment of the Year. Her title run would last 104 days. Brie failed to regain the title in a rematch at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view, and on August the 1st, Beth Phoenix would win a Divas Battle Royal to determine the number one contender for the title. Now, it has to be said, this is one of the most controversial matches to date. I mean, we should remember it for Beth winning the opportunity to face the Divas champion, but I remember it, like many, for the match where Melina was eliminated within a second of the bell ringing and Gail eliminated herself. Yeah, if you don't remember it, go back and check. The match would signify another heel turn for Beth. With her size and power, it is a natural fit. Kelly would come to congratulate the Glamazon on her victory, but a glam slam would warn Kelly she wasn't playing anymore, that the title would be hers. Kelly actually defeated Beth at SummerSlam and Night of Champions, but the third time wouldn't be another charm, and Hell in a Cell would be a different story. Beth would prove to be too much for Kelly. She claimed the title, and that was her only run done and dusted. Over and out. In November 2011, Kelly revealed she would be on the cover of the Maxim magazine, but the celebration was cut short due to an interference from the Divas of Doom. Now, 2012 saw a WrestleMania win for Kelly Kelly as she teamed with WWE Extra and guest host Maria Menounos against the team of Eve and Beth Phoenix. Besides this moment, Kelly stated in past interviews that she never felt she had a dream WrestleMania moment. She had a small part in the 25 Divas Battle Royal at WrestleMania 25 and would be bumped off the WrestleMania 27 card, so I guess this win would have to do, but never say never, right? On September the 28th, 2012, it was announced that Kelly Kelly and WWE had parted ways. Kelly revealed she needed time away to heal an ongoing neck injury and would concentrate on some modelling work. At this point, she had left behind an incredible run. She'd come very far, and she had proved that she belonged in the wrestling world. Kelly joined WWE at very much a time when the transition from brown panties and diva dance-offs to a more serious in-ring competition began. She proved she could have beautiful, she could be beautiful and be feminine, but still make waves in this typically dominated men's world. Kelly was no China or Jazz, but times were changing. She had confidence, she believed in herself, and she did what she came to do. She became a wrestler, a household name, a holder of gold. Kelly Kelly was a superstar. Kelly returned to WWE on February the 13th, 2017, being featured in a backstage interview for WWE's official website during Raw. She later appeared during the WrestleMania weekend, including the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and appeared on an episode of the WWE Network exclusive Table for Three, alongside former divas Maryse and Eve Torres. On January the 22nd, 2018, Kelly will be back, appearing at the special 25 Years of Raw episode. being honoured as one of the historic women of WWE alongside Lillian Garcia, Tori Wilson, Maria Kanellis Bennett, Maryse, The Bellas, Trish Stratus, Terry Runnels and Michelle McCool. A few days later, January 28th at the Royal Rumble event, Kelly competed in the historic first ever women's Royal Rumble match. She entered at number 19 and was met with a huge welcome from the crowd. They popped hard. She would be eliminated, however, by the monster Nia Jax. However, in October, Kelly was back once more. She participated in a battle royal at WWE's first ever all-female pay-per-view, WWE Evolution, in which she was eliminated by Mandy Rose. Kelly was featured as a diva legend in the match alongside Tori Wilson, Ivory, Alundra Blaze, Maria, Michelle McCool and Molly Holly. That would be it for 2018 until the following year when Kelly returned during a Raw reunion where she would pin Gerald Briscoe backstage to become the first ever female 24/7 champion. Another little slice of history right there for the diva. Moments later, Kelly then lost the title to Candice Michelle with Melina as the special guest referee for the segment. This was a fun moment. Naomi was also present, you know, Kelly's NXT rookie. Naomi referenced this by greeting Kelly with, "Hey old pro." I don't think this title is talked about enough. A lot of women have held this title. Divas such as Kelly Kelly, Candice Michelle, Alundra Blaze, superstars like Tamina, Carmella, the first pregnant champ Maria Kanellis, Dana Brooke, a 15-time 24/7 champion, amazing accolade right there, and of course Nikki Cross, who put the title in the trash, referencing former holder Alundra Blaze. That reminds me, I did have this replica in my shopping bag on the WWE shop, so if anyone wants to step to me for this title, let's go. Kelly returned to the ring again on January the 26th, 2020 at the Royal Rumble, entering at number 21 before being eliminated by the Queen, Charlotte Flair. That wouldn't be the last Royal Rumble for Kelly, as the following year in 2022, Kelly was announced as a participant in the Women's Royal Rumble match at the namesake event, in which was a third appearance of the Royal Rumble match. She entered at number 4 but was quickly eliminated by Sasha Banks. So, will we see Kelly again at next year's Royal Rumble match? I mean, she'll be a mother by then. So, congratulations go out to Kelly on her pregnancy. We see many mothers in WWE who can still go. Some say it lights a fire under them. Maybe Kelly will have one more run. Who would you like to see Kelly go against in today's locker room? I'd personally like to see Kelly versus Natalya for old time's sake, Kelly versus Charlotte, or imagine a heel Kelly as a manager for NXT Women's Champion Tiffany Stratton. The booking is literally endless, and we all love to see a diva's return. So, to wrap this up, the burning question: does Kelly Kelly deserve a Hall of Fame spot? This one I struggle with. Let me explain why. You think of Hall of Fame and you think of the greats, you know, you've got Trish and Lita, you've got your future Hall of Famers, Melina, Mickey, Natalya, Charlotte, generations of deserving women. Kelly doesn't have this huge list of accolades like some of the above women, through no fault of her own. I mean, is she athletic? Yes. Did she own the ring when she performed? Yes. Did she win a title? Yeah, two, if you count the 24/7 title. Some don't. I do. There are such limited spots for Hall of Fame, and with each year the field gets bigger. We've still not seen Victoria or Michelle McCool inducted. We had Tori inducted in 2019. Did she deserve it? Hell yeah. Some say no. I disagree. She had a long tenured career. She never held a title, but she did a lot of things. I could talk about this for hours. So, in short, would I like to see Kelly inducted? Yep. Do I think she will be? Honestly, I don't know. What do you think? Can you see it happening? I do think the Hall of Fame needs to start offering two female inductees each year. As each year goes by, some names get further and further away, and I would hate to see a deserving woman left out of the fold. I did ask you all on Twitter whether you thought she deserved a Hall of Fame ring for her career. 76% of you said yes. Now, that is interesting. I honestly thought it might have been a clean sweep of yes, due to how popular and likable she was. So, yeah. Kelly has contributed a lot to women's wrestling. She's grown up literally in this divas era. I mean, we've all grown with her, watched her on a journey throughout wrestling. She's had memorable feuds, memorable moments, memorable matches, and has proven she wasn't just another pretty face. Kelly deserves her flowers, and she keeps delivering each and every time she steps into the ring. And I, for one, don't think we've seen the last of Kelly Kelly in WWE, folks. So that's a wrap for episode 2. Thank you for coming back for each new episode that is released. Please keep liking, sharing, and retweeting this podcast and its content. Your streams have helped the show enter the podcast charts in 3 countries worldwide. It's been streamed over 200 times in 23 countries. I'm so happy with its progress and its growth, and it's literally all because of you, the listeners. Now, if you haven't already, then please search for the podcast on whichever platform you listen on. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Spotify for Podcasts. And please hit that like, follow, or subscribe button to make sure you never miss another episode. You can also rate and leave reviews, and this all helps to bump my content up the charts and makes me feel a bit better too. As always, the DMs are open. Find me over on Twitter at @Slee_Ryan. And again, if you need a ring announcer for your wrestling event, I'm your boy, player. Remember to watch out later this month for another collab I've got coming on Twitter Spaces, so please join us and join in. Until next time, this has been They Made Their Way to the Ring. Ding, ding, ding.